save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
The incredible true stories of survival
by those who lived them.
This is I Shouldn't Be Alive.
Yeah, Johnny Debnam shouldn't be alive. He passed out while freediving in Exmouth with his mate Andre Ruakura, who saved him. The guys have been kind enough to join us in the studio to share the story. G'day, guys. G'day.
Hello, how are ya?
Really good. Glad to have you in here today, and thank you so much for coming in and sharing this story. Can we start by basically a bit of an explanation around what is freediving?
It's holding your breath and diving down, usually to the sea floor, on one breath.
So are you diving down to get something, or is it a bit of a sport, essentially? You're testing yourself how far you can go.
I like it as a hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a nice silent place to go.
Yeah.
To get away, but you do a lot of videography on freediving.
Okay.
You do spearfishing to get food for dinner.
Yeah.
The video stuff's really good freediving because you're silent, you're kind of part of Mother Nature.
Mm.
And yeah, it's really enjoyable actually. It gets kind of addictive.
You relax too, don't you, when you've got to dive?
It's a bit of meditation for sure.
Yeah.
How long can you actually hold your breath for with free diving? Because I would plan to get like probably 20 seconds down 20. And I'd have to come back up.
Minute and a half to 2 minutes.
Okay.
Jesus, if you're comfortable. Yeah, I've got mates that can do a lot longer actually.
If there's a lot of fish or things to look at, you tend to be able to hold your breath a lot longer.
Yeah.
Gee, I'd worry about holding my breath but forgetting I've got to get back up.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, you're in Exmouth, just another day, you're heading out, you're doing some free diving. What happened?
Yeah, so we were free diving in about 25 meters of water. It was crystal clear, heaps of fish around, a lot of sharks, which excites us.
Oh, Jesus.
Gee, that would have been straight out of there.
And we were filming and we were spearfishing as well. And I have taken a dive down, holding my breath, gone down to the sea floor, down to about 25 meters. I've spotted a nice fish on the sea floor. I've decided to spear the fish and got it.
Well done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers. And from there, I've started swimming back up to the surface with the fish, and I've noticed quite a large hammerhead shark following me and the fish. So I've sort of thought, oh, I better keep the speed up, you know.
Yeah,
sort
okay.
Beat the shark.
Did you?
To
were
it.
You gonna give him the fish, or were you like?
Thought about it, but then I was like, no.
This is mine.
A good fish.
Yeah, this is my fish. Yeah. So I've started swimming back to the surface, and about halfway back to the surface, I was sort of gasping for air. My lungs had started contracting to get air again. And it went a bit blurry from there. Yeah, I can probably hand you over to Andre because I don't really remember much from this point.
I was watching Johnny and I'd noticed it was a deep dive, and the way he shot the fish, it was like a parachute, so I could see him really fighting against the weight of the fish.
Yeah, right.
When you're trying to pull up, it's catching the water and stuff.
Yeah. So I could see that. I could see the shark, and I was like, he's pushing pretty hard.
I
could see this sort of shaping up to be kind of a pretty hardy dive. So I moved in a bit closer. I could see he kind of glazed over, and I could see when he hit the surface, he just went into convulsions. Oh. And that's when I got hold of him. And because he's a strong lad, he was convulsing and his head was still on the water. So I was trying to lift him out, and I was pushing really hard to get his head out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, the boat wasn't too far. So as I was trying to pull him out, I was swimming him forwards and end up using the boat to push his head into it and push his head up and face out of the water.
Yeah, right.
And then he got wind on his face, took his mask off. He still had convulsions, and then he had a gasp of air, and then he started to sort of come back to after
whiz.
A little while.
At this point, where's the shark?
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah.
Don't know. That was out of it.
Yeah.
Because he dropped everything. I've seen
So the fish is gone as well. Couldn't save the fish.
I've seen the GoPro. I've seen the fish. I've seen the gun going to the sea floor. Another mate was there. I was like, grab that. I've got Johnny.
Yeah.
And then, so he went down. We just left him with the shark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had you ever experienced any sort of difficulties diving before?
No, not really. Nothing like that. I've had a few dizzy spells before, you know, holding my breath too long. But yeah, that was very unique. I actually thought a shark had me because when I came to, I couldn't see, but I could feel something grabbing me from behind with this enormous strength, and I thought a shark had me, but it was actually Andre.
It was Andre.
Pulling me out.
Andre the shark.
Enormous strength, Andre.
Yeah.
But did you go to hospital at all, or did you just
No, we were so remote. We were 30 k's from the closest town, which is Exmouth, and we were actually camping. So we stayed out there. I coughed a lot of water up and stuff like that, and we recovered out there, and we continued camping. And but yeah, it was definitely a wake up call. Yeah, yeah.
You're it's called a trout. A nice trout.
You go back after that. So you've obviously come to. Did you start to think that maybe potentially there was a bigger issue going on?
I sort of knew that I'd pushed the limits. I sort of understood the physiology of what had happened. I've used all my oxygen up on a dive, basically. And my body shut down. So I wasn't too concerned.
Yeah.
If you're not careful after something like that, you can either get like pneumonia and you can get pretty sick. So you can get like an after drowning. You seem pretty fine like that night. If there was any like problems, we would have gone to land. Yeah.
Do you have to ask? You said you guys were filming. Did you guys capture this whole moment?
Yeah, it's a long ago.
So you got the video. What is your bit?
We were sort of doing it as a hobby. We love filming sharks, wildlife, shipwrecks and all that sort of stuff. Mm. But since then, we've sort of made it into a career, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, nice.
Probably the obvious answer to this question is, well, then it wouldn't be considered freediving anymore. But how come if you're freediving in that sort of situation, why not have like just a little canister of oxygen with a little mouthpiece just sitting on your belt that you can kind of...
You were so sheltered.
Mate, doesn't that just make sense?
Like, why don't we just jump in a little submarine and we'll just stay dry the whole time?
You're not in competition or anything. If I was freediving, inverted commas, I'd have something like that sitting on my belt. Like,
I'd love to see Pete freedive.
I'm too scared to get in the water.
I love it.
Back to the convulsions. Have you ever dealt with anyone having convulsions?
I've seen it now 4 times.
Yep.
In different parts of the world with friends.
Yeah.
Somehow
similar stories
in the
or
right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And managed to save 4 of my mates now.
Wow.
From blackouts.
4?
Yeah.
4.
Tell you what, if I'm going diving, you're coming with me.
I don't know. I always like to watch my friends and like I've done some like watermanship courses with a friend of mine down south. Yeah, just you learn the knowledge, you learn about the safety, you learn how to rescue someone. And Johnny was the first, so like that opened my eyes up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wanted me to learn more about it because it's actually really simple to rescue your friend. And this stuff can be pretty safe. That's why you don't need your bottle. You can dive to depths. And if you're looking after each other, it's super safe.
It's
when you start doing it by yourself, then,
well, then you can be in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah. It's so silent. It's so silent. If I looked the other way and wasn't watching him, he'd be gone.
Yeah, man. Unreal.
How grateful are you?
Oh, so grateful. I couldn't stop thanking him. Yeah.
How quickly did you get back in the water after it happened?
I think it was the next day. Yeah, it was the next day.
you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Are we talking 25 meters the next day or just small steps?
Oh, yeah, I was a bit more cautious the next day. But
you buy him a beer?
There was no beers out there. We're so remote.
I think you gave me the best part of the fish, actually.
Yeah. Fair exchange.
Did you get the cheeks? You got the cheeks? Yeah. Okay, ripper. Johnny Debnam, as you've been hearing, shouldn't be alive. He passed out while freediving in Exmouth with his mate who saved his life, Andre Ruakura. Thanks.
I like the last name.
Yeah.
So much for dropping by and sharing the story, guys. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.